So the first camp was, local camp was 1984, and so we've been doing it every year since then. It started with, I think, about 30 children attending the holiday for about 3 days, which quickly extended to 4 days. We now run it for more than 50 local children every August for 5 days. And I think over the years, therefore, we have accommodated well over 1,000 children. And our camp is unique, I think, still in Britain, in that the majority of the organisational work is performed by parents. We have a very strong parents group with a wonderful team of helping parents to look after the children. And, of course, this means a huge amount of organisation in terms of working out what activities we should have. An excellent dietitian we've had for 20 years assisting with the dietary and meal arrangements at Quorn Hall, and also, of course, medical and nursing staff to help from the technical point of view. And I hope that a large number of children have been supported and helped in looking after their diabetes in the broader context during hard physical exercise. We go walking in the county of Derbyshire, we do canoeing, ice skating, all sorts of physical activities, as well as quieter activities and quizzes and music shows and so on within the hall itself. Unfortunately, although we've tried to publicise this sort of activity run by parents nationally, I don't think it has really caught on in many other places. I know, of course, quite a number of groups around the country where short weekend activities are organised, but nothing like 5 days or a week, I think, in any other UK group that I know of. The British Diabetic Association, which became Diabetes UK, of course, still has its national holidays. These are fewer in number now than they used to be, accommodating rather fewer children, which is a shame. But, of course, they do find it difficult to recruit doctors and nurses and helpers.